Good morning.
Good morning. And you know, it's going to be more than $2 billion. The price at the moment is $2.3, but people say it'll be much more than that. And it's not a renovation. It's knocking down Philip Cox's award-winning football stadium at Moore Park that's only 30 years old, and knocking down the Olympic Stadium at the ANZ Olympic Stadium at Homebush, and building new stadiums at a time when young community groups and young people who want to play active sport are calling out for community sporting facilities. They're rebuilding, I think, so they can provide corporate boxes and fulfil the interests of their mates.
So, as you were mentioning, lots of community sporting groups and things like that. Where do you think this $2.3 billion could be better repurposed?
Well, there are lots of views about that, and there are all sorts of letters about, you know, queues at hospitals and children being taught in demountables, and they're very strong arguments. But I think if there is a sports fund, the priorities for the sports fund should be for the community, for the people that MPs represent. And we know just in the city of Sydney that we've done an open space needs study, and we know that by 2030 we're going to need another 30 sporting fields. And there's, because people are living in apartments now, 75% are living in apartments, and there's a growing need. There's a population growth, and people coming through need to have opportunities and access to sporting facilities and playing fields. And that could be a fantastic investment in the community. You know, we keep hearing about statistics of young people with growing obesity with young people, and we shouldn't really be, I don't believe, be investing in rebuilding stadiums that might only need a renovation for people to sit on their bottoms a few times a year instead of having access to a good sporting field every Sunday.
You Absolutely.
Know, I think if they had their priorities right, it's an incontestable argument.
Yeah, and I imagine $2.3 billion goes a lot longer way to building modest community sports fields than just
right across the state, you know, not only in the city, but in those regional areas where people are crying out for some facilities and places where people can get together. And, you know, you hear the stories about the state of the facilities of any of these fields, you know, the really run-down toilet facilities and the poor state of the fields. But we need new fields, especially in the city, we need new fields.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Sydney's Lord Mayor Clover Moore about concerns over the recent $2 billion rebuilding of Allianz and ANZ Stadium. And now, Lord Mayor, what action is the City of Sydney planning to take in response to this proposal, and how can members of the public have their say?
Well, Peter Fitzsimmons of the Sydney Morning Herald has, and former Australian Wallaby has put out a petition just a week ago. It's already got 126,000 people on that petition, and they're saying that these two stadiums shouldn't be knocked down and rebuilt. The funds should go to community facilities, and I really encourage everyone to sign up to that petition. I really encourage everyone to write to the Premier, to Gladys Berejiklian, and let her know what they think the priorities for that $2.3 billion are. And you know, people in the inner area, if they think that Philip Cox award-winning building that's only 30 years old shouldn't be demolished, well, they should let their local MPs, in fact, everyone should let their local MPs know what they think about the government's priorities for spending all of this public money on stadiums that don't need to be replaced. And I just think that's really important. Let your MPs know, let the Premier know, and sign up on Peter Fitzsimmons' petition.
Well, that's
As of this morning, he had 126,000 people on that petition, which is fantastic. It's after just a week.
It's massively widespread public support. Lord Mayor Clover Moore, thanks so much for joining me to run through all of what's going on and how we can get behind trying to see that money spent a little bit more wisely. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks very much.